This episode, we're going to talk about what to do when you're feeling stuck or unclear or just not sure what your purpose or your path forward is. Those times when you're just feeling a little bit directionless and maybe there's some frustration or some anxiety creeping in and you're just feeling a lack of momentum or movement toward any particular thing. We're going to talk about that and what I personally practice during these times and what I would love to share and suggest if you're experiencing that yourself.
Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Weaving the Wild podcast. In this space, we are reclaiming and remembering the wildish wisdom and knowledge that lies deep within our bones and reconnecting to those parts of ourselves that are both ancient and familiar. We talk about it all, awakening our collective wildness and dropping back into our bodies, honoring our cyclical rhythms, connecting to our roots, embracing our intuitive nature, and living embodied within the feminine. I'm Rachel Hodgins, and I'm honored to be walking this path beside you. Let's dive in.
I've been noticing a pattern coming up recently for a lot of people. At the time of recording this, there is a lot of energy afoot. It's been a pretty potent time. Kind of like from the start of this year of 2023, but honestly, the last month or two have been really activating for a lot of people and in different ways. But something I have noticed that a lot of people are experiencing is a kind of lull almost. It's this strange limbo time that feels kind of contradictory. A lot of people that I've spoken to, there's like these two energies happening at once. On the one hand, there's this like shift, there's a feeling of change. Something's coming, something's moving within me or around me. There's this change afoot, and yet there's no tangible action or specific manifestation of it coming through yet. And it's almost like... It's almost like the metamorphosis without the actual physical change. It's like I can feel the waters shifting within me, and yet the desire or the inspiration to act upon it isn't there. And a lot of the time, that's because the clarity is not there of what we're shifting into, of what is becoming. As cyclical beings, we all move through times like this. We all have moments of kind of the in-between, between what was, who we once were, and who we're becoming, and what is yet to be. It's interesting that so many people are feeling or experiencing this particular energy now all at once, but, you know, as I said, like we're all cyclical beings, and we come into these moments and these periods in our lives in our own time, in our own ways, multiple points throughout our lives. It's something that I have moved through many times, and I know I will continue to move through because that's just the way life is. And something that I have really kind of had to meet and work with myself is navigating the discomfort that comes with a lack of clarity, with a lack of, you know, certainty on what is to come or what step to take. So the purpose of this episode is to share something that I have really deeply learned. This has been like a very personal lesson for me, and it's something that I really want to share with you. This is not going to be an episode on how to find your purpose necessarily. It is an episode on how to navigate and be within the energy of when things aren't clear, of when you do not feel a specific direction or purpose. I want to talk about how to be within the void. And that's where we're going to start. That's the first point, is literally when we are in a place or a state of, you know, lacking clarity, lacking direction and purpose in our lives, is softening and breathing into this space. Be okay with the void. this is the sticky part. This is the icky, sticky bit that so many of us come up against, because for the majority of us, we arrive at places like this in our lives when the momentum stops, essentially, for all intents and purposes. Our energy is not driven or flowing anywhere in particular. And, you know, it can feel differently depending on our relationship with the void, depending on the circumstances of our lives, the situation in general. Sometimes it might just feel like we're really flat. Sometimes it might feel like we're, you know, just not really motivated. Sometimes it might feel like we are rock bottom, dark night of the soul. There is deep emotion coming up. There's a lot of fear coming up. Sometimes it feels blissful. Like, it just feels like this, like, delicious space of, like, the in-between of, like, we're not, you know, I'm not doing anything, and I'm just kind of, like, swimming around, just floating about in my life. I'm kind of just in a dream. It can feel different, right, depending on the void, or how the void, I should say, is manifesting itself for you at this particular time. But more often than not, we're experiencing the void in some way that feels negative. And it generally has a lot to do with how we perceive this energy and how we understand and our relationship with non-doing, our relationship with productivity and progress. All too often we reach, you know, these points in our lives when the energy withdraws and we grow still, whether, you know, consciously or not consciously, and we want to fight it. We want to overcome it. We look at ourselves in this state of listlessness, or, you know, directionlessness, and we want to figure out how to move beyond it. We see it as, like, this is a bad thing. This is a thing that I need to move beyond. And how do I get beyond? How do I move out of this state and back into, quote unquote, me? You know, like, how do I move back into where my energy should be flowing and where things are good once more, where I should be? And usually we equate that to, you know, things like, you know, being really driven, having lots of energy, feeling motivated, feeling inspired, like waking up and being able to hit the ground running, feeling on fire, feeling lit up, feeling confident, expressive, you know, words flow, communication is good, things are flowing, things are coming easily to us, we're growing, we're expanding, we're progressing forward. And, you know, that is beautiful. It is the most delicious, you know, energy, obviously, to be in. And yet it's also very deeply, you know, entrenched within our culture, this belief and this kind of conditioning around progress, around growth, is very much a part of our consuming capitalist society. Our worth, our meaning, our purpose and focus and drive is encouraged to be spent towards ever-growing progress. So when we reach moments where our energy, on whatever level, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, often all at once, but when our energy slows and withdraws from the world and all but comes to a halt, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to be in that energy. So all we can think about is how to move beyond it. My invitation is to learn how to be in that energy. And this is, you know, this is a huge conversation. This is, you know, so much of my work, which is about cyclical living, is, you know, is centered around this, around our relationship with rest, because we can only truly claim the growth, the expansion, you know, the delicious growth from a empowered way when we have done our work and kind of cleared and reclaimed a healthy relationship with rest. This is why I find when it comes to menstrual cycle awareness, for example, when it comes to attuning and aligning with the energy of our menstrual cycle, I see time and time again, it starts with menstruation. It starts with, you know, rewriting and really doing our work around claiming what this energy is, what this energy invites us into and invites us to be during the time of our bleed and our inner autumn, our luteal phase or our premenstrual phase, before we turn our eyes to our inner spring and summer and ovulation energy. Even though ovulation is actually the peak, like the crescendo, the most important piece of our hormonal and cyclical rhythm as women, I believe that we can't truly connect or turn our attention and awareness to all that our inner spring and summer energy offers us or invites us into, which is, you know, the growth, the offering, the overflowing, the manifesting out into the world and things like that, until we have really done our work around reclaiming rest. If we just dived in, we're like, beautiful inner summer queen, magnetizing and, you know, claiming my abundance and everything like that. Give me the inner summer ovulation energy. If we just dive straight into that, we would likely be coming to it and bringing all of our baggage of productivity and everything that this patriarchal world basically teaches us. We will be bringing that with us into that inner summer ovulation energy. And it wouldn't be, it would be distorted, let's put it that way. So I find it's important to really start by reclaiming our energy with rest, with non-doing, and with the void, with deep inner receiving, and letting go and really rewriting our relationship to productivity in general. So kind of bringing this back a little bit, you know, I'm talking about the menstrual cycle there, but I'm sure you can kind of discern or like feel into the point that I'm making there, where, you know, it's beautiful to have this, you know, beautiful, abundant outpouring of growth at times, but our relationship and what we receive and how we receive that growth and that outward manifestation of our energy, how we be within that, is actually only as deep and potent and clear and pure as our relationship to non-doing and to rest and replenishment is. And so when we meet these times of being in the void and we feel the energy has disappeared, the energy is ground to a halt, we feel like we're lacking clarity, we're not sure what step to take forward, we don't necessarily know what we want, we don't feel the same motivation, the same flow, the same inspiration. This is a powerful opportunity to flip the script and see how we can rewrite our relationship to and how we are approaching being in this energy. If you have come to the void, you're there for a reason. The void is not a dangerous place. It's really interesting. We can get a lot of charge around this energy or this word, even like the void. It can sound so heavy, so oppressive, so like frighteningly, like terrifyingly expansive and of like an expanse of nothingness. Like that can sound terrifying. But the void is creation. The void is the place where nothingness comes into beingness. It is a part, and it is like an essential part of the cyclical process of creation. The void is where things end and begin. It is the meeting point, the meeting place of death and life, death and rebirth. But it takes surrender. It takes a softening. I found myself in the void a few years ago. This was like a huge initiation of the void for me. Not my first, and it definitely wasn't my last. I've had many since, but this particular time was a huge learning curve for me. I had just left my retail job and to just work for myself. And when I left that job, I said I was going to be a postpartum doula. I kind of had done a couple, like, two maybe online offerings and had kind of run some women's circles, some moon circles, and I was thinking, like, I can keep doing them and I can study and become a postpartum doula, and that's how I'm going to earn my money, that's what I'm going to do. And I quit my job and I was planning to have like kind of 2 weeks where I just kind of enjoy my time myself, like give myself a little holiday, and then I was going to hit the ground running. I had a clear plan. I was like, yep, we're going to do it. And then I entered the void and I spent months there and I was so frustrated. All I wanted was to move beyond it. I was literally willing myself. I was willing the universe. I would sit there and I would just like pray to the universe. Like, give me the inspiration. Give me the means. Give me the words. What, like, let me create this course idea that I have. Let me do this. Let me do this. Give me the thought. Give me, like, let it download now. I'm welcoming it. I am an open vessel. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And nothing would come. Nothing came. I struggled to even, like, you know, I had this podcast at this point. I struggled to write. I couldn't think of what to say. So the podcast felt like, you know, kind of chunky and stilted. Not necessarily like for those who listen to it, but in the creation of it, it was like tooth and nail for a few months there. And literally, like, my purpose and my direction just disappeared. Like, I knew I made the right decision to leave that job. And I knew that what I was meant to do was coming, but I'm like, come on, what is it? What am I meant to do? And I literally fought it every single day. And then eventually I woke up one day and I was just like, do you know what? Nothing's coming. Nothing's coming. And so if nothing is coming to me right now, if I am not going to have an idea today that is going to like propel me forward from this state, what can I do? What can I do instead? How can I actually spend my time? And what came to me that day was I would read the books that I have piled up wanting to read and have never reached for. And so I read my books. Literally, I just started reading a book. And do you know what happened? Slowly, bit by bit, as I just softened and allowed myself to be, literally just be, I tuned into my desire. I tuned into what would feel nice, what would feel the most nourishing to me in this moment or on this day. And doing those things is what got my juices flowing again. It was what got the momentum and the cogs turning again. All those books that sat there just looking at me. And once I actually started reading them, I felt inspired. I had ideas moving and circulating, inspired by the words of others. And then slowly I got my mojo back. So I invite you to ask yourself, if you're feeling in any way, if you're experiencing the void at this point in your life, can you ask yourself, okay, if this isn't working, or if this isn't moving forward, or if I'm not sure what to do or where to go or where I'm meant to be facing right now, what would happen if I put that aside and trust that, you know, I know at some point the spark will ignite, or I will look up and literally just be facing my true north? That will happen. It's inevitable. Because like everything, this is just energy. Everything is cyclical, which means at some point, this winter that I am in will find its way into spring. That, my friend, is inevitable. It will happen. You will not be in this energy forever. So the only thing you need to do, the nicest thing you can do for yourself, the most caring thing you can do for yourself, is make yourself at home where you are. And I really invite you, like, ask yourself, okay, if the energy is not calling me in any particular way right now, what can I do? What would I choose instead to spend my time or my energy in doing. And that might be in the most simple things. It could be just being at home, just being in my garden. Or, you know, I always said I wanted to try pottery. So I'm going to book, you know, three pottery classes. I'm going to read that book. That was all it was for me. I'm going to read that book that I've had sitting there for months. So shifting our relationship with what the void is and how we're actually being within it is essential. You can move through the void and fight it the whole way. Like, you really can if you want. You can move through the void, and at some point the energy will return and spring will come, a spark will ignite, and you'll find your path again. And you can fight it the whole way if you want. But I would propose that there is a lot more nourishment, a lot more replenishment, and a lot more ease. Even if the thing we're navigating isn't easy, we can move through it with more ease when we shift our perspective and our relationship to what is going on. When we stop clinging to growth and high energy, as in like high production and, you know, momentum in our lives, and we learn to value slowing down and less, right? When we learn to value the importance of endings as well as beginnings. When we learn to honor death as well as life. And most importantly, when we learn to value and honor rest, stillness, quiet. The second thing that I would suggest during these times of, you know, being in the void, and especially if you're, you know, you're feeling a lack of clarity and a lack of kind of inspiration or motivation, you're not sure on what that, you know, direction you ought to be facing or moving toward is, I really, really invite you to, again, it's kind of, all of these points are woven together, as always, like they're quite interwoven, but if your energy isn't being called toward anything in particular externally, right? External from yourself, any particular idea or project or path or anything like that. In the meantime, bring that energy into and upon yourself and your physical needs. It is so important during times of the void to tend to your physical needs. And there's a lot of reasons for this. Especially if you are like navigating a particularly kind of turbulent, I would say, void, or, you know, it's quite an emotional, like kind of, again, like that kind of dark night of the soul sort of void. It can feel really overwhelming, and we can almost feel like we're kind of out of our body or disconnected. We disconnect because it's hard, again, like we don't know how to be in this energy. And so it's so important, so, so important to be making sure that we are grounding and taking care of our physical needs. If nothing else, and again, like as I said, if we're not feeling inspired or motivated or a particular place to flow and direct our energy, then stop looking around and about yourself and look down. Look at where you are right now and how you can take care and tend to yourself here and now. So in that, this is where really like the pillars of your life, the foundations of your world become paramount. One of the keys to being able to navigate and to be within the void is focusing as much as you can on your foundations and your physical form, your physical body, and its needs and wants are kind of like the lowest hanging fruit, right? That the easiest and the simplest to reach for and to tend to. So during this time, making sure, and if you're like, why am I not moving beyond this energy? Why do I feel so like uninspired or unmotivated or lacking creative impulse? Ask yourself, like, am I getting good sleep? Am I nourished? Like, am I eating beautiful nutritional food? Is my body getting what it needs from those foods? Am I hydrated? Am I moving my body? Does my body feel strong and, you know, mobile, vital? These are the simplest elements to our thriving in life, right? And they're so easy to miss. They're so easy to overlook. We can want inspiration. We can want to feel inspired and lit up. But if we're not getting good sleep, or if we're not, you know, if we're not nourished, if we are deficient in vital nutrients and stores and reserves, and I will say this is especially prevalent within mums, young, like mothers with young children, especially because you have just literally poured all of your nutritional and like physical reserves into creating a new life form. Like, that takes time and a lot of like diligence and devotion to rebuilding those stores within you again. That's a whole other conversation, Rach. But if our body is in any way deficient in its needs, then that is where its energy and focus will go, right? If our body is in any way in survival mode and, you know, deficient in, you know, minerals or nutrients, puts our body into survival mode. A lack of hydration puts our body into stress and survival mode. A lack of sleep puts us into survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, our whole being, mind, body, soul, are looking at how to keep going and, you know, like living from this moment to the next. Just even if, you know, we're, you know, relatively safe, our body is still in a state of survival and fight or flight, essentially, right? So we're not going to be in a state where we are open or, you know, ready to expand and look at and consider what our greatest purpose is when we're physically demanded to focus on surviving from one moment to the next, right? That's not to say, you know, that you can't be inspired or you can't get a hit of inspiration or you can't be walking your purpose and, you know, clear on your mission when you are, you know, lacking sleep or whatever it may be. But if you are struggling to find clarity and struggling to get your mojo basically going, I would highly invite you to look at your physical needs and let yourself pour all of your love and resources into tending to your physical needs. Forget about the purpose for a while, just for a moment. It's not going anywhere, right? It's waiting for you to meet it. And to meet it, you need to be ready. You need to be thriving and ready. You need to be able to walk its path, right? So just set aside, just for a little while, the need to find that purpose or direction and tend to you, tend to your physical body, tend to your needs. And slowly, I can almost guarantee that the more vital you feel, the more nourished you become, the more that fire will build within you. Desire will speak within you and you'll find it. You'll find that path falls right before you when you are ready. The third and final thing I want to share, I don't want this episode to be too long, so I'll share one more piece here, is to practice seeking pleasure in your life. Be open to the energy of bliss. And if not bliss, just like contentment. What feels nice, right? What would feel nice for you? This comes back to that first point. Like, what would feel good for you in this moment or today or tonight? Seek pleasure. Get yourself into that energy and into that state of experiencing pleasure as often as you can. In this, you know, it doesn't have to be grand. It can be the most simple ways. Just tune in. Create it in whatever moment, whatever opportunity you can. Make sipping your morning coffee or tea the most pleasurable. Like, ask yourself, be curious, what would make this even better? Like, how could I make this experience even more delicious? Maybe it's to take myself outside, or maybe it's to rug myself up on the couch. Maybe it's to put my headphones in and put you know, my favorite song on. How can cooking dinner become the most pleasurable? Maybe it's to put a certain song. Maybe it's like you're cooking a French-inspired meal, so you put on some like groovy French music for the atmosphere. Maybe it's to light a candle while you eat. Maybe bedtime can be made even more delicious by, you know, spraying your bed with like a yummy room spray scent, or placing your slippers there ready in the morning, ready to go as soon as you step out of bed, whatever it may be. But create that, like make it your mission to put yourself into the state and the space of feeling and receiving simple, yummy pleasure, niceness, goodness, yumminess in your life. Because whatever incites that feeling of pleasure in your body, it's putting you in a state of receiving. You are open to receiving how good that feels. You're open to receiving the moment, you know, like whether from going to bed at night to waking up to having that beautiful, yummy morning cuppa, you're present and you're receiving the depth and the simplicity of the moment. And when we're in a state of receiving, this opens us up to desire. We are open to hearing, to listening, to receiving the messages of want in our body and in our being. Our body starts to communicate to us. We start to recognize the feeling of desire, the feeling of want within our body and within our being. And that starts to hit, right? More and more often. Not just because we're more attuned to it, so like we can recognize it when it does come up, but also because we're actually tuning in and we're acknowledging it, it's speaking more often. It's coming through, it's speaking up more frequently. So we might start with, you know, the sensation that would, you know, communicate to us like, oh, taking this cuppa outside and drinking it in the sunshine would be really good right now. Or, you know, scooching on over and snuggling in to my partner right now where we watch this show would make this moment feel even more yummy and cozy and delicious. Whatever it may be, like staying just a moment longer in the shower to savor that warmth, or like using the nice moisturizer or lighting the nice candle would just make this moment even better right now. And tuning into like how that feels in our body actually invites more of that. It invites our body to communicate to us more of what we would want, right? And over time, as this muscle builds and as this kind of dialogue and communication grows and becomes clearer for us, we start to get bigger hits, bigger messages, bigger downloads. The wants that start coming through to us get more and more loud and more clear, and they start to branch beyond just, you know, simple, lovely daily rituals and into life purpose, life mission, inner fire rumblings. So practice seeking pleasure in the simplest of ways. All of this, like I said, I know these are all interwoven, just even just these 3 points, but the invitation here, tending to your physical needs, listening to your body, filling it up, pouring your love and resources and devotion into your physical body, letting your body speak back to you, telling you what would feel good, how can we get ourselves into a state of yumminess, of blissfulness, of contentness, of joy, of pleasure, and then start really conversing and practicing saying yes to wants, right, and desires as they come up. And we start small, so that we can grow that muscle, so that we can be in the practice of saying yes, so that when that desire does come, when that kind of clarity hits and the direction that we're really being called in life in general comes a knocking, we're not just like energetically and physically ready because we've been nourishing and nurturing ourselves, but we're also in the practice of saying yes to ourselves, of saying yes to what would feel good and trusting in that. All of this work can be done in the void, when there is, it's one of the greatest gifts of being in the void, is when there is no specific call or demand of our energy, right? That we can look down and we can just focus on these things that will be really easily kind of overshadowed if we were kind of inspired or excited to go in a particular thing and to pour our energy into a project or a career or whatever is calling, you know. Instead, we can use this time and energy to focus on these foundational things, these very simple things that connect us deep, right? That connect us really deeply in a really nourishing and gentle way. Okay, this episode's been longer than I anticipated that it would be, so I am going to leave it here, but I'd be really interested. Is this something that you're navigating, or is this something that you are familiar with? Have you found yourself in the void before where you're just kind of like, what? Like, what am I meant to do? I'm sick of kind of feeling like this. I don't know where I'm meant to be going. I don't know, you know, what my purpose is anymore. Maybe you did. Maybe you felt really clear and like inspired, and all of a sudden the wind has gone from your sails and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what am I even doing? Let me know. Let me know if you're there now or if you have been in the past. So much of the medicine, as I shared at the start of this episode, of being in the void is not so much like finding that direction and you know, purpose, as it is about learning how to be, right? It's just that moment to just breathe and to pause. There is so much more I could say about this, both, you know, in finding and connecting to your purpose and your you know, direction and finding clarity around that again, and just the, you know, relating to the void in general. But I'm going to leave it here for this episode. If you do want to dive deeper into, you know, connecting to that like inner fire of yours and your holy desire, I have a class all about that inside the Cosmic Weavings membership. You can jump inside and find the replay for that in the video library. And I want you to know that no matter where you are and no matter what is present for you in this moment, you are so loved, you are so resourced and so capable of being within and holding yourself within this moment. If you find yourself within any kind of inner winter, I want you to know that spring will come. It always does. As it does with the earth and her seasons, so it does with you. You are not separate. You are anything but separate from this rhythm and this cycle. And therefore, you're meant to be here. Trust in that and trust that it will shift and it will move just as you will. I'm sending you so much love, beautiful being. If this has resonated, let me know. Message me. Let me know what kind of really landed or what's up for you, what's alive for you. If you think that this may be helpful, or if you know it's something that you wish other people to hear, share it. Screenshot this episode and share it on Instagram. Tag me at the Rachel Hodgins. Also, come find me over on Instagram if you're not there already. I love connecting with you. If you're listening to this podcast, I love knowing who's out there and whose ears am I in at the moment. I hope this has been helpful for you. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Weaving the Wild podcast. I'm walking my path here on Dja Dja Wurrung country, and I acknowledge the Dja Dja Wurrung elders past and present.